Unit 6, Part B, Exercise 2.
Welcome to our podcast, The Information Age. I'm Sanjay.
And I'm Jackie.
And today we are talking about how people consume information and how the sources of that information have changed in a single generation. So, Jackie, people are turning more than ever to digital devices for communication and information.
Yes, the statistics really tell a story. 86% of adults in the US get their news from a smartphone, tablet, or computer, while a smaller percentage still prefer television and radio, and the smallest percentage of Americans still rely on print media, newspapers and magazines.
Amazing how it's changed. I mean, just 25 years ago, print media and television were almost the only sources of news and information. That was what my mom and dad grew up with.
Yeah, back then, smartphones weren't so widespread, and there weren't many reliable news websites or blogs that offered up-to-date news. Now, practically everyone has a smartphone, and you can get news from any number of reliable sources online, including social media.
Can you give us a picture of where people look online for their news?
For most adults, news websites and apps are the most popular sources of information. After that, it's search engines, and the smallest number of users get their news from social media and from podcasts.
Really, Jackie? That data doesn't sound very credible. I'm sure social media has become one of the main news sources.
It depends on how old you are, Sanjay. The statistics say most young people aged 18 to 29 use social media as an information source. So, you're partly right.
Okay. I'd like to mention an interesting aspect here, which is real news versus fake news. There's so much news that claims to be credible, but it isn't.
Yes. A lot of the disinformation that we call fake news is easy to spot. But the cleverer stories can mislead people. They're designed to get a strong reaction, so people often share them, and sometimes they go viral.
It's one of the unhappy effects of social media. But let's get back to our topic.